Ricky, how are you?
Hello?
Hey, Ricky?
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
Good, sir. This is Zach, and we saw that you had reached out on our website about you selling your house on Spain Drive.
I'm saying I had a couple of people, you know what I'm saying? Well, about 10 or 12 people asked me about buying a home. Like I said, you know what I'm saying? When I tell them, market value, I think is like at 220 now. Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? I owe a little bit, I owe 70-something thousand on it now. I would consider it, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? It'd be something I had to think on. That I had to find me, something else, you know what I'm saying, that I can get into. Yeah. But
So it's not occupied by any tenants, or are you living there?
I'm living here now.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 I'm living here now. Yeah. Yeah.
Understood.
So, yeah.
Well, market value is one thing, but as it's conditioned, the value of it is now. That's another.
Yeah, you hold the break up button, can you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now. Yeah.
So, it's one thing to be, as a condition, what it is worth now, but it's another thing, market value and, actual value is different, I agree with you, I think, it's, probably in the 200s if it was all fixed up and it was all beautiful, but can you honestly say it is?
Oh yes, it's been completely. I had a house fire about 2 years ago, and I've got new sheetrock, new hardwood floors, new cabinets, new roof, electrical, all new appliances. Yeah, I spent $30,000 out of my own pocket putting it back together.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, it seems like you're trying to get, the most for this property that you could get.
Exactly.
So, where do you want to go when you leave?
If I sold this house, I wouldn't take nothing under 180.
Okay. So, where would you go if you sold it?
If I was gonna sell it, I'd be on the phone talking to my realtor, and try to be working on something else.
So, are you actually not trying to sell it? I'm confused.
I mean, yes, if I had somebody that I thought would buy it, I would be on the phone talking to my realtor. I'd be calling her today to tell her find me something else that's pretty close to where I'm staying in now. Yeah.
Now, why do you want to sell it then?
Just advance up, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm saying, I'm in the market now of buying a new boat, and that boat's almost $100,000. So, that would be a plus for me. Yeah.
So you fish a lot?
Oh yeah, a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm saying I know of another house not far from here, not far from where I'm staying at now. It's probably about a 1,200 square foot, or it might be bigger than that, rancher house. You know what I'm saying? And that's for sale, not far from me.
Okay. Ricky, the thing is, I could probably get you the 180, but it doesn't seem like you really want it. You got this boat that you want to get, but what's a boat to you? Is it something that you have to have?
That's something I'm going to have.
Okay. So, I mean, you're going to sell this house. I mean, I'm just trying to piece it to the puzzle here. You want to sell this house, nothing less than 180, and then what? Buy a $100,000 boat, and then what?
Well, when I wouldn't put all that money towards the boat, you know. No, in anyway, I would only use probably 20 grand of the money to put down on the boat, and the rest of it to go to my next house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not all of it, but you know what I'm saying, a big full portion of it. Yeah.
Sure.
Probably keep. Yeah.
I mean, is there any reason why you wouldn't just keep the house and buy the boat now?
Well, I'm kind of outgrowing this right here because I'm self-employed. Saying mm-hmm. the other house I've seen has got a bigger yard, you know, a little bit more land. You know, saying I'm kind of outgrowing this house now anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just by the land, you mean?
Yeah. Well, no. It's a house and everything's already on the place.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. I understand that, but you're outgrowing the house, not the house per se, but the land.
Yeah, the land. Yeah, I just need a little bit more land. Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't you just buy some land then?
Well, I mean, I can, but you know what I'm saying? Like I said, the place, you know, not far from me is perfect. It's probably about anywhere from 8 to 10 acres. You know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
that's plenty. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
I can park all my trucks there and everything. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know how this game works, I'm sure. I mean, cash is king. If you're going to sell your house and take cash for it, you know, it's just, you're going to get less. I mean, you do know that, right?
I'm going to get what now?
You know, to get retail value, you're going to have to go the traditional route. I mean, that's just the realistic point.
So, what do you say? I mean, what are you offering?
Well, I'm telling you that, you know, if you want to get 180 for it, you know, I don't think it's impossible. I'd have to, you know, make sure that everything that you said lines up, but you know, you're not in a position where you have to sell or you need to sell.
I'm not in a position where I gotta sell, you know what I'm saying? I'm actually a little bit ahead on you know, saying paying this off, because to be honest with you, I can pay this house off in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest with you. Yeah.
Okay.
I just paid off an $80,000 truck in 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Well, it sounds like you got everything in order.
I'm trying to keep it that way. Yeah.
All right. I mean, you know, the price isn't the issue. You know, if you want to actually sell it, you know, that's not the issue. I think you have other factors that are going to be the harder part, which is, I mean, you do have a lot of stuff familiar with the property, so you know. And then one, you had to find somewhere else as well.
Like I was saying, it's a place not far from me. Perfect. I'm looking
for sale.
Yes, it's for sale. Yes, sir.
What's the address on it?
I couldn't tell you that right off hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How much is it?
I think the house was 280 or something like that. Yeah.
280?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're looking to pay a little bit more as well then?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense. Everything, you know, you're saying makes sense. I mean, so why don't we just, you know, take the next steps and, you know, get you what it's worth?
Yeah. Okay. Well, like I'm saying, you call me back when you got all your ducks in a row.
I mean, I have mine in a row. I mean, they're clear as day. I mean, you want $180,000 for this house. I mean, you're gonna have to list it on the market.
No, I don't even have to have it on the market. But like I say, you know, somebody give me what I want for it. Yeah, I will sell it. Like I say, I'm not worried. Nowhere to go, because you know what I'm saying. I've got, you know what I'm saying, a couple other places I can go until I get until I close on their new house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, you reached out to us, and we're just calling you back, so, you know.
Yeah, but I don't know. I didn't reach out to y'all. Somebody text messaged me about it, so. Yeah, somebody been texting. Yeah, I didn't reach out. You know what I'm saying? I had three or four people texting me about it.